Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
Well, they say a picture's worth a thousand words, and Paul Simon says, "Mama, don't take my Kodachrome away." So, in helping y'all and helping every federal employee I've ever worked with try to really understand concepts, I try to draw a word picture, paint a word picture if we're on the phone, or now with, thankfully, these innovations in technology, we have videos and Zoom and the ability to screen share. Back during the pandemic, we all started getting on Zoom. And I was trying to share some of these concepts. Hey, you've got a three-legged stool. Imagine that. You've got options for, you know, Social Security. You've got options for your pension. Here's how things work. But they say a picture is worth a thousand words. So I thought we need to talk about some things specific today. So wanted to go over some concepts with you, but I also wanted to show you a little bit of the history of the maybe micro evolution of some of the images that I've shown over the years to try to show some ideas. So the concept of the three-legged stool, back when Zoom had this whiteboard that you could grab and paint little pictures and draw wonderful shapes, was this idea that you got pension, Social Security, and the TSP. In this person's example, they're under 62, so they're going to get a supplement until Social Security. So this is one way I was trying to paint this picture, understand that three-legged stool, it's a real thing. There are three legs of retirement for a FERS employee, and we want to go for all of them. Another horrible image of this was, hey, you've got this three-legged stool. You've got your pension, which is really your annuity or the Social Security, and then TSP. And some people are looking at different accounts, right? They're looking at outside accounts, options for TSP. And what does that even mean? Some people says, well, I've got my TSP money. I need to put it somewhere else. I want to do a rollover. Well, here are some of the ways I was trying to illustrate that. Hey, you've got some money in TSB. You might want to roll it over to another location, right? And maybe they'll add money, maybe not. But where are you? You're right in the middle. And this idea that a rollover does not go to the person, it doesn't tax you. Remember, a rollover does not tax you when you do it. And in this person's example, clearly they were in the G fund, right? This person too, 100% G, which at that point they had earned 1.3%. And that's them in the middle. They are a tall glass of water, tall, thin glass of water. This is what we had. This is what I had access to. So you have post-tax money, which clearly there was some Roth money in TSB. So see, I can read these pictures. I know exactly what this means. And they had also some in traditional. So then they wanted to roll it over to something else with no loss and maybe potentially higher growth options. This person wanted to grab money from TSP clearly to their purse. And when you take money from TSP to your purse or your bank, there will be a tax. That's the only time you pay tax on your money when you take it out of a traditional IRA or a traditional TSP. Only when you bank the money do you pay tax, okay? So then we kind of evolved and we said, hey, listen, let me use some other things. So this is what I'm using more recently today to show you that if you have money anywhere and you were going to next step, roll it over, the rollover does not tax you. So the next image here will be that rollover. And there we go. I didn't have to draw it anymore. But you need to understand what this concept is. People say, I have money in any place and I have other places that might serve me better. To move money pre-tax is to go from pre-tax bucket to another pre-tax bucket. In this example, from TSB, say to an IRA. Let's define what an IRA is though. Remember, back in high school, we did SAT prep, right? And you want to make those analogies, the bridge. So IRA is to car, right? So what that means is if you say to somebody, I have a car, what's their follow-up question? What kind of car? Okay. Well, it's a sedan. Okay. What kind of sedan? It's a Malibu. Okay, well, let's flip that over to IRA. If you say, I have an IRA, the follow-up is, what kind of IRA do you have? It could be stocks, bonds, mutual funds, fixed index annuities, variable annuities, CDs. It could be all kinds of actual financial vehicles. Well, what kind of sedan do you have? Well, some of them are named, right? They may actually have a name. Some of them, I don't know, pick it. P10, Denali, all different types of names, right? And there's your Malibu. So that's your connection. A lot of people say, I thought we had an IRA, but this says something else. No, it's an IRA. It says it up here, but the type of car you have. That's like saying, I thought you were going to put me in a Ford. This is a Taurus. Yes, it's a Ford Taurus. Exactly. So that's kind of a better example that you may have wondered about. Now, remember, the next slide here is going to say, if you took cash out, if you grab money from TSB to your bank or your purse, that is the taxable moment. But remember, the IRA still has not yet been taxed. So Uncle Sam is waiting outside the door. Little pig, let me in. And when you take money from the IRA, the next image is going to show you that you're going to be taxed then also. So we can't stop taxes. That would be a miraculous feat. The only way to do that is with Roth IRAs and Roth TSB, and you grow the interest with no tax. There are certain insurance products that we can grow with tax-free benefits. Can be a very strong option, really good. But specific to my money in TSB, it's never been taxed. It's waiting to be taxed. Some people say, aren't they going to tax me twice? No, it has not yet been taxed at all, ever. So when you take the money out, there's a tax withholding. In the same way, there's a tax withholding from your paycheck. In the same way, there's a tax withholding from Social Security if you tell them to take a tax withholding from Social Security. And then at the end of the year, when you do your taxes, you say, how much money did I make? How much tax have I already paid? Do I owe any more or did they owe me? Did I overpay them? So when you take money from a TSB, from your TSB or your 401k or your pick a name of something that's never been taxed before, or your traditional IRA, when you go to take the money out, you're absolutely going to pay the taxes. Now, TSB makes you do a tax withholding. Many of the IRAs that we work with do not. They offer it to you and you can choose it, or you can say, nope, don't take tax out at all, or only take 5%, 10%, 15%, rather than the 20% that's mandated by TSB when you take out a lump sum. So there's your differences between TSB and an outside IRA. Now, what you also want to remember is that there is the Roth option now that has opened up within TSB, but we've always had the option to do Roth conversions. That's not new. This is not magical in terms of its existence. All that means is in that same image, you will pay the tax when you take money from TSB into a Roth, but you don't put it in your purse. You pay the tax, but you're not pocketing it. It's going into another holding pattern. Maybe, you know, pretend you've got another little IRA off to the left of that one and it says Roth over top of it. When you roll over to the Roth, you will pay tax if it came from traditional. You will not pay tax if it came from Roth. But when you bank the money, as long as you follow the rules and you waited 5 years and you waited till after you're 59 and a half, you will not pay tax on the earnings you made in that account when the time comes to do so. So that's kind of the quickest overview, a little bit of the historical images that we've used over the years to convey the idea. The concept is the point, right? I want you to understand what you're doing. And this is one of the big reasons myself and many on my team, we will have multiple meetings with people to be sure they truly understand what they have, what their choices are, and what they're planning to do, especially when you're dealing with life savings. This is money that you've saved for 20, 30, 40 years. We want to A, preserve it, B, properly distribute it, and then not painfully distribute it so your taxes hurt, and heaven forbid it costs more with Medicare. So that's why sometimes we'll have multiple meetings. In fact, it's more common for me to meet people 3, 4 to 5 times before they take any type of action than the opposite. So if that sounds like up your alley and something that makes sense to you, reach out. My direct number here, 850-450-6500. And you can also reach out to me and I can connect you with the right team member on our staff. And some people want to be face-to-face. Some people are okay with virtual. It doesn't matter to me. We do workshops around the country as well. And when we're in workshops, we can hand draw these horrible pictures right in front of you. But that's kind of why we got them set up, so it makes sense, so you can understand it, so you can make the right decisions. Reach out. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Reyna Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Reyna works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Reyna directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also go online to AmericanFederal.org. Not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.